sign the last bill in 90 seconds. Yes, the last bill we was. Like I said, the Rockies defense of the president's family, Burner, got a good hand. Impressed the fact that he wouldn't sign until he got the right of way. Well, we'll have to look at Rocky days here. Let's say, well, hopes for peace and dash. I'm sure Mark Bowles and people do all that. But the interesting thing is the American people don't want peace at any price. They don't want peace of surrender. Don't think they do. Not our constituency. Majority of the people, this is our constituency.
Yeah, majority, 30% of them do.
30% of them do, that they're going to vote against you. Those are people who are against you on a lot of other things too.
They're the same types of people there for everything from
pot, the party law, welfare program, embassy for the draft dodgers,
arrested judges.
Yeah.
Really, the whole pot, the help of the budgeting, get the government bigger, you know. It up pretty good, I think. I think what we ought to figure is basically a format of the outside 15-minute talk each place. And I'm just thinking in like Chicago, I'd have to go 15. If I go 10, they'd think it's just a little bit too little. 15 is easy by the time I mention it. God damn, what would be in person? You know, and all the congressmen. I won't mention all the congressmen. But Illinois means and so forth. Importance of it, express my concern about the tragedy. You know, but at that time, you damn near got 15 minutes. A little about peace without surrender. Yep. It'll be interesting to see how this does balance this thing. The whole business of building up and all that down. Only that by God subject or anything, that build up is maybe that big.
It looks like it isn't. It looks as if it isn't that big. If there's a,
you haven't got all those massive reactions.
What I'm doing, I found that we got a ride on another pole. And rather than doing it this weekend, which would do us absolutely no good to find out on Monday where things were, and I'm running tonight and tomorrow night, we'll get it Thursday noon. We can get basically the same answers, not all the detailed questions, because there's no point going into them again. You know where the people get on those. But
where you can take out all that crap about Laos and Cambodia, right. You know, there are about 4 or 5 questions that you can think.
But get a quick reading on the war.
This is Harris.
No, it's not. It's on our ORC rounds. They've got the line set and the people there, and it doesn't cost us anything to do it. So
we don't care what it costs.
But it doesn't, so we might as well do it. It's set to do for the weekend, and there's no point in doing it on the weekend. We can always do it again if we want to, but it's worth doing now because this is, see, we went Friday night and Saturday night. Now we do it Tuesday and Wednesday night. First of all, we can verify whether that drop that it showed holds or not, or you know, whether that was valid. And we can get a reading on the reaction to the peace thing after it's had a little time to settle down, and to the corruption thing after it's had time to ride through the peace business and see where it sits now. not really probably.
That's the point. Except that it irritates yourself with it.
Well, it might.
See?
Yeah, except you know whether you have a problem on the peace thing, for instance, for Thursday night.
Oh.
What you're saying on Friday and Saturday on the road.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about the corruption thing.
I don't think I'm going to say anything different.
But we've got our guys worrying about the corruption thing. I don't think we should be. I don't think we can do anything about it.
But on the peace thing, I don't know that, I don't think we're not opposed to change.
No.
We are, it's all right, do it anyway.
I'd like to verify that, if that, if there's been a shift, is that thing indicated? I'd like to see if we've got a reading as to why.
So we.
Yeah, it's.
Inevitable.
It's not a.
Expected long before now. Fortunately. If there was a shift though, then we, it probably continues. I think those things do not just shift and stop. Those two you could attribute to an extent to a government intensive campaign, you know, you've got to do some good.
I don't know, I'm not so sure it is about to do some good.
Something happens. Something happens.
Trying to set his people maybe.
Well, something happens to cause a bullshit.
Yeah.
Basically. So it's got to be something, so if it isn't his, if it isn't his commercials, the attacks, if it isn't that, and so forth, so what the hell is it? I mean, among the people that you speak about, said that you shifted, that you voted for. I don't think the potential of those, I mean, if you look at it, basically, the young and the cat, I've got the young and manual workers, basically, are your major shifts. What the hell caused them to shift? The young ought to be shifted the other way with the peace thing. If anything, college times, right?
Unless they don't believe it.
Yeah, that's right, maybe. On the other hand, and also, I must say that their professors are probably getting it from hard now.
You got some, yeah, who don't want peace. They want the peace.
They want the conflict.
The conflict, and they don't like you settling it.
The massive frustration, the other thing is. Continued harping. So what does kind of set a big man, that can affect that man in order for the guy that sits in the trying to scrounge around and make himself a buck.
I'm going on Friday to Chicago at the airport and to Oklahoma, but I understand there's a hold on Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, that's Rhode Island.
And that's Rhode Island, but not Providence.
Right.
Okay.
So you got maybe trips.
Why don't you just not say Oklahoma City?
Just Chicago, Oklahoma.
Chicago, Oklahoma.
And Rhode Island.
We'll have the details on the course.
Yeah, we'll have the details. And then, Ron, if the question arises, well, now, this has been done all week. We've had these. My name is Sidney. We decided not to order cages in Chicago because the president took their time in the city this morning because of this. Or anything. What do you think?
That's it. I'm going to put it on the basis. I laid the groundwork for it this morning when I announced the press that you were spending time with your staff today. And these are the things that you had in mind doing, and because of the readjustment of the Chicago thing, taking another look at how you finish off the final edits, and this is it, right?
Right.
And there'll be more tomorrow.
Yeah, I know that the president also is making up his work on his schedule for Saturday.
Right, we'll
have another announcement tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and probably more details on the Friday for you.
Right, the details on Friday and our plans for Saturday we'll give you tomorrow.
All right. Okay,
good. And it's been hard to get along this morning.
Fine, I got all along. And the wires are moving. You know, we're not going to be stampeded. And
the deadline of this weekend, or deadline for the election, because the president's primary objective is to achieve a peace that will last, and will provide, will assure the people of South Vietnam the
right
way to determine their right to determine their own future.
I suppose the line, the Confederate step of the line, that's like a soldier's badge.
No, I don't think so. They're not moving it.
Is it true, you know?
No.
They're just bitching.
And I said,
they're
the president has been
a bad deal. We're not going to make one.
I said, the only deadline that we're negotiating, and I said, the president, is one that will bring a lasting peace. I said, the president has insisted that the United States, the negotiation, be meticulous, nailing down a few outstanding issues that remain to be discussed.
So they're raised again, issues. There are no misunderstandings, because there were in 1968.
And I made the point. I said that too often in the past, agreements have been entered into before the details were nailed down, and they have not resulted in peace. And then the wires picked up the 1968 understanding.
But obviously, the gentleman that you did this thing today to be very direct about the fact why Oklahoma, because it's a very important Senate race there. Why would that one? Because it's very interesting. These things, these are two minor Senate candidates.
Right.
And when you announce North Carolina and Mexico, say, well, if you're going to vote for the states, we're not taking any states. See, for example, Oklahoma is a state the president has always carried, but he's not taking any for granted. And as a Senate candidate. You can also say Rhode Island is a state he has never carried. And he's not writing it off. And he's not writing it off. You start to play it that way.
Okay.
That's a nice touch.
Okay.
The same will be true that you could say tomorrow with regard to Mexico. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where do you think the best thing to tell our people who do background? expensive, Stu. But we want to get a price. But I mean, don't lie. Don't be dishonest.
That's right.
My point is, you don't have to go in and say, and the guy asks a question, well, I don't agree with what you think is the reason. Well, maybe that's true. It makes you look good. But not the guy, that's
my point.
That's what they all think. They're all trying to prove that they're fair and objective. Now, that's what elections are about. Not about being objective.
Sure.
I'm sorry, of course, sir, to help with being objective. You're going to be objective, you're going to be just your advocates. Every one of these persons, people are an advocate. They're not supposed to be high and mighty people sitting